What are you setting up for the future?
Hey, what's up?
Hello, welcome to the Pantry Podcast, where we serve up Jesus, not junk food. And today we are starting another little mini series. This is kind of, we realized we felt confined by series, but they also helped keep us like on top of
focused things.
Yeah, gave us some focus. And so we're going to start off this series about what are you going to multiply, or what are you going to, you know, sow and reap, right? Blessing or ruin. And it's all kind of inspired by a talk that I gave to some women at our church. But I told them, and I'll tell you now, it's not just for women by any means. It's something that I applied to women, but it's something that every believer takes part in anyway. And so we realized this is what we wanted to kind of usher in with the springtime.
I always like when she kicks me over her notes, she says, hey, let's adapt this. And it's like, you look at this for all women's chat and you're like, we're going to have to restructure this thing. But at the same time, it had really good points, very beneficial to how we move forward in relationships, relationships and how we act, how we speak, how our body language is. I know at work we were, I get messed with all the time because I cross my arms. I tell them it's because I'm cold, because I'm really not in this defensive posture, but everyone takes it that way. So then watch. Okay, I don't necessarily agree, but at the same time, I listened. I said, okay, and I responded. How? By my actions. So now I kind of watch and I kind of pay attention to, and I uncross my arms when I'm about to talk in front of people so that they don't think like, oh, he's in a defensive posture.
Right. No, that's actually, that's a really good point. And so, you know, why does it matter what you multiply, or why does sowing and reaping matter? Well, the idea is that you are sowing and that you are reaping. It's a spiritual and a physical principle, right? When you throw down dill seeds, guess what's going to grow? It's not going to be asparagus. It's going to be dill, unless you were lied to, right? Whatever you sow, that is what will grow. And so in that sense, you're sowing stuff right now, today. You've sown some seeds, and yesterday you sowed some seeds, and this has been happening every day of your life practically. And that's not to induce any extra anxiety, but to just help you realize that that's why it matters, because what you do today does impact your future and the future of those around you, even strangers you might not encounter again. It's impacting the world. You have impact. And so that's kind of why this whole thing matters, why we're going to be talking about it. And the way I kind of presented it, I like to be a very, what's the word, like cutthroat, like very blatant, very clear. And when I looked at it, I was like, yeah, there's only two options. In the same way that you can only serve one of two masters, right? You can either serve evil or you can serve God. You also can only sow things that are going to bless and benefit, or things that are going to destroy and ruin and inconvenience and hurt and harm. Like, there's only one or the other.
So you're saying there's good, there's bad, there's no mediocre.
Yeah, like, there's no middle, right? Like, it's like, I mean, very rarely are you sowing something, like, you are sowing something neutral. You know, even in the garden, there's things you sow and the way you handle that, you know, like, it's either something you didn't want or something that you did want. And sometimes you need to sow something you don't want to get something that you need. But for the most part, it's one or the other. It's good or it's evil. And so my actions are either godly or ungodly, meaning I can only sow godly or ungodly seeds. So it's like blessing or ruin. I was like, let's get real. Let's dial in on the impact and gravity of the situation, so we all listen to what I'm about to say.
Right.
So
I'm known.
Yeah.
I'm known for that guy who messes with people. I'm also known for that guy where everybody that knows me close is like, well, he messes with people he likes and the people he doesn't like.
It's
and
true.
You can't tell the difference. And that's like horrible. And honestly, I had to have a restructuring in my life. And actually, it's still said, but I have changed that in my life a lot. Like, I've tried to walk away from that. Like, just messing with people in general, because honestly, it wasn't good for the heart. It wasn't good for the soul. And sometimes it was funny, but it might hurt them. Or on the other side, it really drove me down into a deeper and darker place.
Yeah.
And so when we were diving into this and we were looking at the first episode of Blessing and Ruin, right? The first place it took me was Psalms 19:14. And it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And immediately I thought of my old self, the bull in the china cabinet. And I'm like... Because that's an old saying. Hopefully everybody gets it. Hopefully everybody knows. But imagine just a bull being in
it's
a China.
It's pretty straightforward.
Okay, look, you know.
Even if you translate it, I think most people would be like, yeah, that's not graceful.
So we don't need no King James Version translation here for another 20 minutes right, to describe a bull in the China cabinet.
I think they got it. I think, cool. Yeah. I would say you were actually more calculated with yours than a bull, but I think for the sake of this analogy,
that doesn't
the,
make it.
The chaos. It well, yes, funny. It does. That's why I was always right. kind of like, hey, maybe we should tone it down because it's a little very calculated, a little very much. Mm. But I will say, yes, because a bull in a china shop is doing stuff, but you can never really tell what's going to break, what's going to crack, what's going to fall. Even if you calculate, right? You can't tell. So I think that's very accurate. Oh, I actually like
your bull in a china shop. I think you said both ways, but a bull in a china shop makes more sense than a cabinet.
I mean, it's worse than a cabinet. There's injuries on both sides. Oh, it's like, funny. Poor cabinet. Oh. But anyway, yeah.
So then on that, like, bulls, right? On bulls. No, I'm thinking of, like, bull riders.
Yeah.
You know, they face the unknown. They have to face this bull. They have to face themselves. It's very calculated. It's very balanced. And mm-hmm. so everything that a bull rider is doing, he's trying to conquer this bull. Mm-hmm. But this bull, even though studied, you know, people sit there and say, well, they studied this bull. And then you know what they tell you? It did something completely different. Sometimes the meanest bull comes out and hardly jumps at all. And then the weakest bull comes out and just goes every direction possible. That's like the world. That's like things that are coming at us, right? We never know what direction things are going to come. Right. We never know where we're going to be standing, what we're going to be standing in front of, and how the responses might come.
Right.
But there is one response that usually helps.
Yeah.
Blessing.
Right.
I have ruined so many people in my life. Unintentionally, intentionally. These are self-admissions on this one. As I'm studying through this, I'm like, wow, I've come a long ways.
Yeah.
I've really cleaned up my act. And I know that the cleaning of my act was because of God. Mm-hmm. Because of what Christ says and how Christ says we should move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, the idea about sowing and reaping, which is really what this is about, and that's a biblical principle, right? Mm. There's three things when we were looking over things that, one, our pastor brought up in a sermon recently, which was really good, and then I saw it again. One, you reap what you sow, right? Mm. Whatever you reap, like I said, you sow dill, you get dill. You sow a pumpkin, you get a pumpkin. The dandelion that you were like, I need to weed that thing quick, you didn't, and it made the little puff, and a little kid walks by and goes, phew. And it blows the little puff. And now you have 50 dandelions next year, right? So you get what you get. But also, just like I said in that analogy, you reap proportionately to what you sow. So in the sense of there's a ratio involved. Like with a dandelion, it's like 1 to 50. One dandelion can sow 50 dandelions, right? And also you reap more than you sow, right? So, you know, you plant one dill. It's going to, even if it has only one flower, that flower can create tons of seed pods, right? Mm-hmm. So all of that said, I think it's very telling that even if you think what you're doing in the moment, right, giving people a hard time or messing with them or whatever, deciding to be manipulative just once, just this once, deciding to say something hurtful just this once, or deciding to go out of your way and be super generous out of your comfort zone just this once, all those things, you might think they're small, but they're all going to reap more of that in some manner. And it's going to impact the future, because what about seeds? They don't, it's not like a dandelion blows out those seeds and the same day there's more dandelions, right? We have this thing called a trigger weed. Mm. And I literally for the last 3 years have been at war with them, and it's working, but I just pull them up, all of them. The first year it took a lot of work, but what happens is when anything touches them, when the seeds are ready, it shoots them out in every direction. You literally see them go poof. So if a deer walks through your yard,
done.
Okay. So every year there's decent amount, but less, because every year I'm pulling. And I think that that's something that you have to realize, that, okay, maybe I think it's no big deal. But is it something that aligns with God? Because if it isn't, then I might be sowing a lot of ruin down the road, like the trigger weed that planted those seeds. And then next year, there's 80 that I didn't recognize in an area I didn't work on because one got triggered, right? So I think that's it's so important to wrap your head around it.
That seed pod analogy is incredible, especially when I was sitting there trying to weigh in the balance. Do I have so much joy in my heart watching my little child blow on this thing that's getting her so excited? Or am I so worried about the 50 that are going to come behind it?
I don't let her blow them in our own yard.
Look, I struggle.
I always tell her, blow them at the road. Blow them at the road.
It never happened. That girl was out there, baba. And the whole time, like, that's more. And then I started thinking, watch, positive out of the negative. Dandelions are healthy. You can use them. You can garnish them in a salad.
They're so bitter, but you can.
I mean, you can though. But they use them for salads.
No, they do. They have
things.
Great vitamins.
Right, great vitamins, great nutrients. Just an awesome all around weed. I guess you
that's
could
what's
say.
Funny. A lot of weeds actually are easier to grow and propagate, and they have amazing properties.
And yet we cut them all down.
And we cut them down to plant things like daffodils that are like poisonous to everybody and only are there for a few weeks. So,
rethink.
So sometimes you might be very interested in planting some seeds that seem really great and they're not going to make a lot of fruit. And sometimes something you think is kind of annoying might actually do a lot of blessing. But regardless, right, that's for discernment to figure out.
That's crazy. The way that just tied in is pretty cool.
I'm excited.
You know, we're talking about words and we're talking about the goodness of God, really, when we're thinking of how our words and how our actions should be portrayed to other people, especially when we're dealing with not the most great circumstance. And sometimes it's us. I'm going to be real. Sometimes we're just ugly. We're just ugly people. Mm-hmm. And we have to take it back to this God thing, the best thing, the strongest thing, the thing that's going to get us through everything. Mm-hmm. It's just awesome how that works. Because we're still in Psalm 19. I didn't want to walk away from it. Because when we walk back from that verse about how our mouth is and our meditation and how we're just being an acceptable sight in the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. See, God's law, God's statutes, the fear of the Lord, you know, they're perfect, number one. They're sure, they're right, they're clean, they're true, they're righteous. Watch, more desirable than gold, sweeter than honey. And what does it produce, though? What do these words produce? They produce some awesome categories that break down our lives and how we deal with things. They warn us, they reward us, they cleanse our secret faults. You know, it's just a beautiful word that changes us from the inside out.
Yeah. I think about the power of words. Actions too. But I think that actions are very specific sometimes, and you might be like, well, I don't do that, I don't do that. But words, we all, you know, use them and wield them pretty regularly. And I think we all speak too much, you know, based on what the Bible says about the wise not using as many words. But I think of the really amazing crumbs from sermons over the years that in the moment I'm like, wow, what a good crumb. And I don't know, I didn't see it as a seed, but it, you know, there it goes parachuting down into my heart to be planted. And I'm not paying attention. But how many times have I used that amazing crumb when I'm ministering to someone else or when I'm ministering to myself in a tough time? How many times has that crumb impacted how I teach my daughter something or how I forgive a friend or how quickly I let go of something that was toxic in my own heart, right? And at the same time, how easy is it for something someone said in passing to literally haunt me for years and then impact how I perceive or engage in many situations after? It's not like you say something and it's isolated and it's in a vacuum and that doesn't impact how that person handles the next thing that comes their way. It does. And so the conviction for me is just counting my words carefully, because I'm starting to see that my words are seeds. My actions are too, but my words are almost what leads me to act. Right? They come more than, like, they come first more than other actions. And so I think realizing I'm planting seeds, what seeds am I planting? I ask our daughter that all the time when she's reacting, but then also to myself, what seeds am I planting with what I'm saying to those around me? And I think that that sometimes is a quicker way to fix my heart or adjust the garden in my heart than necessarily controlling the other actions. Mm. The other actions often, for me at least, follow what is said or thought.
Man, being ministers that flame the fire. Right?
Yeah.
I think that's how we should move forward in our lives. That's how we should move forward in our actions. You brought it really good. It's amazing that when I look at Kalia, when I look at our child, right, I've really watched how I propagate my words, right? Mm-hmm. I want something that's thrown that grows good. Mm-hmm. Yet then in my own marriage, mm-hmm. sometimes I throw seeds that just, they're the marigolds, right?
Well, they haunt me sometimes, right? and things I say to you.
Right? And so when we're looking at this, and it's, and so just for transparency, we're in that season right now, mm-hmm. over the last few, month or so, 2 months maybe a little longer.
I feel like it's been
a longer season, but like within the last two or three months,
ramped up. Yeah.
It's really ramped up on how we are trying to talk to one another. You know, I've always looked at it as Instagrace, but you know, it starts to have an appeal to it, especially when two people are excited to do it, because we want to build one another up, just like we want to build up our daughter. We want to build up our friends in the same way. We want to love them and be able to speak truth to them, but how we speak that truth really matters. It matters how we approach this. Sometimes, and we're going to get into this in the other episodes, because I think that there's more to this, and that's mm-hmm. why we've done series. And so we'll wrap on this one, but I'm just saying, it's very important how we minister mm-hmm. to others. Are we going to be that fire? Mm. Not the one that scorches, burns, tears down, breaks. No, but that fire that excites and gets people fired up to want to move forward. Watch, even sometimes... Mm. Join the family and say yes to Jesus.
That's really good. So y'all, we're going to be continuing this series. Next week, we're going to start talking about the different specific ways that will really help you see all the ways you can plant good seeds versus bad and multiply blessing, not ruin. So continue to watch, comment, like, subscribe, all the fun stuff to make sure this gets out to more people. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you're fed a good meal, remember to follow the show on your favorite platform. The Pantry Podcast is also honored to be featured on Spark Radio and is part of Spark Network on KHCB's Uplifted Stream.